Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from June 24th to July 1st, 2020. We have a lot in the next week and going into July. We have some big shifts happening, especially as we move through eclipse season. We are not done with eclipse season yet. We have the third and final one coming up on July 4th and 5th. It is a Capricorn lunar eclipse at 14 degrees. And I did just post a video on YouTube describing more of those energies if you want to get a heads up on what that eclipse activates in your chart. So over this next week, we have a lot happening, and it's a really good time to take care of yourself. We not only have Venus stationing direct at 5 degrees of Gemini on June 25th, but we are still moving through a very irritable Mercury retrograde. Mercury is in Cancer, moving very slowly, as the Sun is in Cancer as well. And so it activates more in our feeling bodies. We're feeling more. Things can be triggering you. You could feel irritable or anxious and not know where it comes from. Not know what is happening or why all of a sudden you're feeling one way, or even there's a moodiness that could be moving through you. And this is showing you what in your energy field has been stuck, what in your emotional body has been stuck, as well as what in your heart needs release and movement. So we have energies here that are very big in what we are feeling, in tapping into our emotional world and how we can allow the energies to flow. Now, we did just have a very potent solar eclipse. That was the Cancer New Moon solar eclipse at 0 degrees on June 20th. And this eclipse brought in a lot of new energies onto the planet. I've still felt these energies streaming through. It was an activation of a portal of an incoming energy stream. And in fact, it felt quite soft. The energy felt quite soft and loving, a kindness in it. It had what I was seeing is a very soft pink energy to allow us to soften how we've been feeling, or even to soften into this year, where it's been a very intense 2020, very powerful, a lot being disrupted, and a lot in our lives changing. And this eclipse was activating these Cancer energies of how you really feel, but from the place of a loving kindness, from compassion, from being your own mother, so to speak, where you take care of your heart, you take care of how you're feeling, and you just accept it as part of a process. You accept the emotion as a messenger. You accept the feeling as part of your truth, to not fight it, to not hold it back, to not repress it, but to just allow it to flow. Because this water energy is all about flow. And of course, you can just look at any river or turn on the drain in your bathroom, and water is meant to flow, right? It's meant to move. And what happens when you stop up the water or you create a dam? Well, it just accumulates. So this was an energetic release point and helping you to flow and look at what comes up, because that is really important information for you to be aware of in yourself. And now as we move through Cancer season with Mercury retrograde in Cancer, these energies are going to be flowing through us, and they're going to change. They're going to change shape, change form, change color. You're going to feel different every day. And one of the best things you can do with this strong water energy is to allow it to cleanse you. Now, this is also true with Mars finishing up his last few days in Pisces. Mars is going to officially enter Aries on June 27th. It can be June 28th, depending on your time zone. And this is where Mars gets his strength back. He's ready. There's going to be an energetic shift, an energetic push. This is a strengthened Mars. But until June 27th, you could feel that you're just lost or floating or that sense of, I don't know what's going on. Because as Mars journeys through the last degrees of Pisces, which are the last degrees of the zodiac, he has removed his whole sense of self. His ego has been taken from him, his desire, his will. He's just floating. He's just allowing and surrendering. And all of that is an opening to the next energetic beginning point. So we're in this transition phase of energies where there is support for just taking care of yourself right now, healing, nurturing, anything that helps you soften and flow. And then as Mars goes into Aries, we start to strengthen again. We get a new desire, a new beginning. There's something that comes through that supports our physical energy. So if you've been feeling physically tired or worn out, all very normal right now. And that's going to change as soon as Mars goes into Aries. And it's going to have that shift of, I'm ready. Let's go. I can do this. Now, also as Mars goes into Aries, he's going to make a sextile to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius at 0 degrees. And this is going to happen on June 28th. And this is an energetic structure. There's something here that's going to connect around what you want to do next. And by next, it's probably going to be next year. Because of this Saturn retrograde in Aquarius at 0 degrees, Saturn is just about to go back into Capricorn. It's a bit like he left his desk in Aquarius to go out and check on what's going on in the world. Now he's going back to his Capricorn desk where he's going to stay until December 2020. So Mars makes this connection to Saturn, and there is something here that can click, that you say, this is what I want for the long term. Or this is an idea that came through, or this is something that really sparks me up. I love this. This could work. And you jot it down. You make a note of it. You don't want to lose it, but it might not be time. It might not be time, and yet you might not want to lose it. Okay, so just keep in mind, whatever comes through for you, as soon as Mars rushes into Aries, something could shift for you that really gives you a sense of purpose. A new place you want to go in your life, in yourself, in a business, etc. Because that Aquarius energy is the future. It's where we're going next, specifically in late 2020 and 2021. So this Mars energy is going to have a new sense of himself and a new sense of purpose. Now, it's good to make note of this because we do have some very big energies happening right now that are weighing on us, that are still quite serious. You could feel it as a density or a heaviness. And specifically, Jupiter retrograde is once again conjunct Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. They are both traveling at 24 degrees right now, and they're going to make an exact conjunction June 29th and June 30th. But because they both move so slow, their conjunction is lasting for about 10 days. Now, this conjunction is Jupiter making it so wildly clear to you what needs to change in your life. And as both planets are retrograde right now, it's something that's being reworked in us at a much deeper level, a DNA level, a cellular level. And I also feel that what's coming up is the reactivation of past life energies. And this would relate to the Pluto energy that digs into the soul stories and the soul experiences. It digs into the energies that we resonate with, that we feel, even when we can't understand it. Like, you logically could try to put it together or try to figure something out, but you don't know what it means. You don't know what the whole picture is. Well, the Jupiter conjunct Pluto is bringing us into unresolved past life energies that could be showing up for you right now. In other words, a bigger story is opening up, a deeper fear or a deeper sense of what you want. The Pluto energy always activates more of how we're growing in our sense of power. But first, we look at where we have felt a lack of power or a disconnect or our relationship with these Plutonic themes of power, control, being in charge, facing a fear, moving into a deeper transformation, going into something deeply, and even with a sense of, I have to do this. It's an energetic pull. So Jupiter conjunct Pluto at 24 degrees is bringing up more than meets the eye. And if you've been feeling that in your life, if you've been feeling something happening or something playing out, or you're in a relationship or a scenario or a life experience that seems very intense right now, chances are this is a reactivation of energies from other lifetimes, other timelines, and it's coming forward to help you be in your power in a whole new way. A whole new way, and that's where there's strength here. This is the strengthening energy that Capricorn will provide. You become stronger as you move through challenges, experience pressure, have these emotional intensities, quote unquote, building character. It's sort of like, it's so much. There's just so much with this energy. It's why you can't miss it. It's why you've been undergoing something in your life that you know how hard it's been, even if you can't articulate it to other people. And it's happening for each of us individually. And then, of course, it's happening for us collectively and globally. Capricorn being the world energy, world changes, world shifts, world leadership, and what we are all moving through as this global transformation unfolds. So on that note, I wanted to talk about the COVID virus, because in July, as Saturn moves back into Capricorn, we also see Jupiter and Pluto back in still in Capricorn. And so there's this return of the energies that were really strong earlier this year in January and February. And because of this Saturn retrograde, and because Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, Pluto's in Capricorn, Jupiter's in Capricorn. So Saturn is really, you know, doing a lot here about the regulations, the caution, what needs to be implemented, what needs to be decided, what rules need to be followed, you know, how does all of this get put into a manageable, responsible agenda or protocols. We're going to revisit all this. What's going to be looked at is what has worked, what hasn't worked. There's probably going to be some updated regulations or some more stringent policies. This COVID virus is not over. And with the astrology of Mars going into Aries and going retrograde, as Mars in Aries goes retrograde, it's going to make ongoing squares to all three planets in Capricorn. Mars is going to square Pluto, square Jupiter, square Saturn multiple times in the second half of this year. And Mars is the parts of us that want to be free. Don't tell me what to do. Mars in Aries wants to lead the show. It wants to be independent, and it has a sense of restlessness, like I'm ready to go. And so there can also be the bubbling up of more anger and more frustration at the regulations, at what is being decided by officials, at how cities are being run. And so I think that astrologically, we're not done with the virus. The virus is going to come back. There could be new quarantine, more isolation, and this is going to affect more businesses. This is going to affect obviously how we go back to whatever our daily life is going to look like. And it certainly affects schools. It certainly affects essential workers and anyone who is in healthcare, who has been on the front lines, who's probably very exhausted, who needs a break, who needs some off time and some downtime. I would suggest taking that when you can get it. Take your days off. Take your flex time or your PTO, whatever that looks like. Take care of yourself, because I think the second half of 2020 is going to be very intense. And of course, I would love to be wrong, and I would love to say that that's not the case, but astrologically, it's what's coming up here. And what's fascinating about astrology is how it plays out and how it continues to be accurate. So forewarned is forearmed, and the second half of 2020 is going to have a heavily focused revisit on what has unfolded in the first half of 2020. And also this will affect schools. Those of us who have kids and kids are going back to school, well, what's going to happen then? And of course, I'm sure that's a very big issue that school districts around the world are figuring out at this time. So there's going to be a lot more changes coming in the second half of 2020. And what I would say as I look at this astrology and this heavy lineup of Capricorn planets, and each one being in retrograde, right? Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, Jupiter retrograde, downsize. It's time to cut back. It's time to pay things off. It's time to move to maybe a place that doesn't stretch you financially. It's time to look at what you can sell, what you're done with. This is a contraction energy. It's restraint. It's downsizing. It's pulling things in and asking what you can reasonably manage. And I feel like this is a very big theme right now, and that it's also a gift. It's a gift of prioritizing what you want and what you need, understanding what really matters to you and what does not, whether it's, you know, you have too many possessions, too many cars, the rent is too big or too high. Downsize. Because this energy is showing you where there is stress when you're pushed up against the limits, when you're pushed up against something that's out of your control. So that would be the practical advice I would offer at this time, because I think that what we're doing is, you know, coming back to a lot of basics in our life and cutting away what is excessive, cutting away, you know, what isn't true for you. And if you could approach it in that manner, this is no longer true for me. It does relate to the South Node in Sagittarius, which is clearing out old energies, old belief systems, old definitions of truth around what you have learned and accumulated. So this can be an exercise that's very empowering. This can be something that gives you a sense of strength and like you can handle and manage what may happen over the next half of the year. I would suspect that the holiday season is going to be very different, where people are going to cut back on shopping and gifts. Of course, there's not going to be a lot of travel if this virus comes back, right? If things come back and they come back stronger, which is possible considering the Mars in Aries square, that the virus comes back in a very strong way and it requires us to return to ourselves, our homes, our energy fields, and prioritizing our health. Now, on that note, another practical thing to implement now would be anything that builds up your immune system, anything that is supporting you through vitamins, herbs, supplements, taking more zinc or vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, colloidal silver. If any of these things are back in stock, you'd want to make sure that you have what you need to take care of your own immune system. And same for your children, or same for your aging parents, friends, whomever is on your list of loved ones. So what we can do now is just be aware that we're not out of the woods yet with these themes of 2020. And this is such a gift that astrology can show us this. And we can, of course, take the actions that are practical and responsible now. And hey, if it's wrong, then you haven't lost anything. But if it's correct, you're prepared and you have what you need to take care of your health and your loved ones, and also get some things in order so that you're aware of what you can manage and you can control. So July is going to bring up these themes again. And I do have for you the July 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar now available, where I talk about the whole month of July, including the Capricorn eclipse and the second Cancer new moon. Yes, the second Cancer new moon. And it's quite a shift. So please check that out. Link is below this podcast, and the coupon code is July2020. So as this week unfolds, we're moving through very big energies, and that's the Jupiter conjunct Pluto being so prominent and revisiting also the energies of late March and early April. So there's so much happening behind the scenes as well that there's this reorg, this giant reorganization happening around the world. And it's happening within leadership and government and politics. It's happening in ways that perhaps we don't see. I mean, I see it in like secret societies and stuff. Like even I'm seeing institutions and higher education and universities, and there's all these people being shuffled, removed, ousted, let go, and feels like there's these vacancies that don't have the right applicants yet. It's very interesting because energetically, the clearing out is a removal of energies that we don't want anymore. So we don't want there to be a new applicant, so to speak. We don't want someone else to step in and take over. There's a whole reorg of many businesses and things happening behind the scenes. And I'm seeing this going right to the stock markets and to Wall Street. And there's all this economic stuff that isn't even public yet. And Uranus is going to move into 10 degrees of Taurus here and is new turf that brings in new economic issues to be aware of, and the shakeups and the shaking around of what was like a facade. There's been facades of, oh, this industry is fine, and oh, this corporation's doing well, and it just isn't real. And I feel like we can see it happening in the retail sector. We see it happening in travel and hospitality, but I'm sensing more falling down, falling away. Like things have been propped up for appearances, perhaps even for stockholders to maintain trust in a business or a corporation. But that's also going to be changing in the second half of this year. Things are not what they seem, and it brings up a lot of big questions around what is real. And so this is where you can pull the energy back to yourself. You bring it back into you, and you trust yourself. You trust what feels right for you. You trust what you're sensing, or the images you're picking up, or the intuitive messages that are coming through. There's also been, as an example, a number of little, we'll call them PR antics, that gets people's attention. For example, I live in Florida, and you know, there's Florida Man, there's all these Florida Man stories. And recently there was a story about a man carrying an alligator into a Florida Key Lime Pie store. And this happened near me. And I thought, what in the world? This has got to be a hoax. Like, there's nothing about this that's real. Well, it turns out the alligator is blind. Poor thing, or amazing thing, really. Like, I'm sure he's a very incredible being. And the gentleman carrying the alligator takes him around as a publicity stunt often. And you can see that his mouth is taped shut. And so this emotional support alligator was being carried by this man into this Key Lime Pie store. And it turns out the man owned the store. So he was just trying to get publicity for his business. And of course, what are the odds of someone actually photographing this? Well, that was obviously set up. So it's those kinds of things like that are fake. Like they're not real in the sense that they're just sensationalized or they're trying to get attention. There was another thing recently around a sporting event. And the minute I saw the story, I'm like, this is fake. They're just trying to bring fans into the story. They're trying to bring fans back. This isn't real. And lo and behold, it played out that it was also a publicity stunt. So when you are tuned in to energies, when you're tuned in to your own intuition and what feels right or doesn't feel right, you can really trust yourself. And that is going to be one of the most important things to navigate through the rest of 2020. I'll also touch on the fact that the upcoming United States presidential election is going to be chaos. It doesn't matter who wins in the sense, because no one's going to be, it has this energy of people are going to be mad, and it's going to be mad on one side or the other. And it's such a big energy right now that's being stirred up that, again, it's not real. There's a lot that's not real. There's things that look good to the public, that look good through mainstream media, but it's not real. And so we are really being tested in a way to trust ourselves and what we know is real. And the one thing that's always real is energy, because energy does not lie. And so you might find that during the presidential election season, there are certain things that you're picking up on that don't make sense, or why is this not clicking, or this feels off. Just take note of that. Just take note of that and see how things play out in the years to come. The United States is moving through a huge cycle of renovation and transformation, and it's moving through permanent changes that are really, really intense. And it's going to be a very difficult period of time for the United States over the next number of years, as there's this huge change happening that not one person could ever control. It's like there's so much happening that the chaos of it all is overwhelming, and that's why you come back to yourself. And I feel like this is actually one of the gifts of 2020, is you're prioritizing what matters to you. What do you need? What does your family need? What helps you live your life in a way that's satisfying on a daily basis? And if you are tuned into those answers, and if you are able to be self-sustaining or self-contained in as many ways as possible, you're going to be able to navigate the chaos and the big waves with balance. You're going to navigate it in a way that you're not bowled over or knocked over. You're also not buying into the sensationalism or the false information. And as many of you know, the mainstream media is owned by a select few people who basically send the orders down and who say what is able to be reported. And it's very controlled. So anything you can do to get information or do research through alternative media, alternative means, you may find even more information that is valid and relevant. So keep that in mind too, that as things are happening through the mainstream, which is the 3D matrix, and the energies are going to the masses, there's other energies behind the scenes that are holding truth. It's really interesting because I'm seeing right now like holding a white candle of truth. And I feel it as the light of humanity that can't be extinguished, that can't be removed or put out. And it's this light that could save the day, so to speak. And please don't attribute that to any one person or one being, because what I'm seeing is that this is the energy of light workers, of star workers, star seeds. This is the collective light, the torch that so many are holding to keep humanity going forward. And it's okay to be on the sidelines at times, because there's things that you don't want to get into. I'm seeing a brawl. You know how there's those baseball games where there's a brawl that breaks out on the field? That's kind of what I'm seeing. That's basically, let's call it politics, that's basically what's going on right now, in where people are fighting, wanting control, and trying to get this at any stakes. It's very intense. It's not just a normal election year. It's certainly not a normal year on the planet. There's so much at stake. There's so much that's changing. So the more that you can hold a torch or simply hold a candle of light with your energy, it's going to support what happens next. I also see like this brawl. It's very interesting. There's exhaustion. There's people leaving. There's individuals who are involved in this fighting who they're told what to do, you know, they're owned and they have to do what they're told. And I feel like there's going to be a huge shift in what happens within this brawl. It feels cataclysmic. It feels like there's something that's all of a sudden a giant shift, whether that is a huge change in the Earth's energy field, whether that is something happening that organically occurs. Like, I see this brawl on the baseball field where everyone just all of a sudden stops and they turn and all look at the same thing. And that doesn't have to be a catastrophe, but what it can be is a huge reality check of some sort. And it paves the way for what happens next. So we'll certainly see how things play out because there's a lot of intensity behind the scenes. And again, that's all related to this Jupiter conjunct Pluto energy. And it is going to happen one more time in 2020. The third and final conjunction will be in November, the first 2 weeks of November, which is also when we will have the U.S. political election. And this is when both Jupiter and Pluto are conjunct at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And 22 degrees of Capricorn is where we also experienced that very big eclipse in January, January 10th, as well as when Saturn and Pluto were conjunct. So we're definitely not done with what started in January. And now we are informed, we're educated, we have some reality checks about how these energies play out and how they show up. And this means you are more empowered to make the choices and decisions you need to make that are best for your life right now. So over the next week, we also are going to have an active day on June 30th, where the sun in Cancer is going to make many aspects to planets. So it's going to conjunct Mercury retrograde at 9 degrees, square Chiron in Aries at 9 degrees, and sextile Uranus in Taurus at 9 degrees. And remember, June 30th is also when Jupiter and Pluto are conjunct. So I feel like this transition between the end of June into the beginning of July is very big. And the energies are coming up and they are revealing how you truly feel. Get it out. How do you feel? What are you sensing? What needs to move through you? What needs to flow through you? Do you need to go punch some pillows? Do you need to go float in the bathtub? Do you need to go do an extreme workout of some kind? Do you need to sit and cry for 8 hours? I mean, seriously, what needs to get out? Because the purging is happening right now, and it's through multiple lifetimes. We are emotionally purging across many lifetimes, and I'm feeling like there is this sadness that's moving through us, you know, differently for everybody, of course, and simply take what resonates with you and leave the rest. But I'm feeling like a sadness around expectations that were not met, something on your path that you wanted to do this year, perhaps. Something in your life that you wanted to unfold in a certain way or that you were hoping for. And there's this energy moving through us that perhaps we've been too busy or distracted to really feel it. This last week in June is a beautiful time to just feel it and to allow it to move through you, because that's when it gets released and it then transforms into something else. And when we're really honest with our feelings, it also helps us trust ourselves. It helps us hear what's coming through and to honor what those messages are. We also are in authenticity with the truth of who we are. So the more that you can do that over this next week, the more that you can let it flow, the more that you will honor yourself. And I feel like things are going to move through faster because of it. Where if on June 30th, the day with these heavy transits and big aspects, there's a lot of emotional intensity, reactions, defensiveness, vulnerability. This is the lower energies of Cancer. Any of that that comes up and you just say, okay, I see what this is. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to allow it to be what it is and move through me. You could wake up then the next day and feel cleansed because of that purging that's happened. So know that that's part of the energy right now, and there's no need to personalize it or think that it's just you or that there's anything wrong or that you should judge yourself or anything like that, although that could be part of the experience, in which case observe those messages in yourself and look at if those are even true for you anymore or if that is something that you want to clear out and get rid of. And one more thing I want to touch on in this week's show is Venus stationing direct at 5 degrees of Gemini. And she has been retrograde for just over 6 weeks, starting back in the middle of May. And now we're looking at what really matters to us and what has value, what is worth the energy, what is truly in alignment with who you are and what you want next. This is when you could have clarity around decisions that you need to make. This is where you could understand something in a whole new way. The Venus retrogrades are always about revisiting parts of ourselves that we have forgotten or that we haven't tapped into that are about love. Love for self, energetic love, the love vibration, the love we receive, the love we give, and what that really means to us. You could even have a new definition of love. You could even have reformulated what your heart needs. So big time to reassess what is coming up for you in these Venus areas of our life. And now that Venus is back at 5 degrees of Gemini, this is where you could look in your chart and see what is being supported for you now going forward. It will still be another month before Venus clears her shadow. She clears her shadow on July 29th, and that's when she passes into 21 degrees of Gemini. And that is actually the best time to make a decision, but I realize realistically you can't hold off for another month at times. But if you can, or just let something brew, or just let it sit for a bit, there could be something at the end of July that is really exciting and really true for you. So it is a big time. There's a lot coming up. There's a lot that's being activated in us that maybe we weren't aware of before and we didn't connect with. Again, I feel this strongly relates to past life stories, which are, of course, current realities when time is non-linear and all timelines coexist at the same time. But we feel it as perhaps a past life because the energies feel different. They feel of a different consciousness, a different era, a different century, a different storyline. But there's a lot coming up that is showing you where you are powerful in this lifetime. You are powerful now, perhaps in ways that you weren't before. I'm also feeling like there could be something shifting in those life time trajectories that you're also experiencing or playing out. So this can show up in so many ways, literally thousands of ways. So the best is to trust yourself, to trust what feels right. And with the sun in Cancer, we're really gifted with trusting those intuitive messages and what feels accurate for you right now. So I hope that that resonates and that that's something you can continue to develop as the sun moves through Cancer. So thank you so much for joining me for this week's show. I just did a show for you on Monday about Pluto and Capricorn healing themes, and I'm going to do a part two on the Monday coming up. I also have other episodes for you on my YouTube channel about Pluto and Capricorn, including the different soul mission works and different generations. So you can search my YouTube channel for more specifics on Pluto and Capricorn if that is something that's big for you at this time. You can also check out my current classes and programs at mollymccord.online. And then my author website is consciouscoolchic.com, where you can find my 12 books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. And I just received a very cool little announcement that this podcast has had over 1 million listens. So thank you for 1 million listens and downloads. I'm just grateful I can contribute and connect with so many people. And I never take it for granted. And it's a joy to do this work. So please know that I appreciate it and it will continue on. So thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you back here for the next episode, and take good care of yourself over this next week.